This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. On the day he became the NHL's highest paid player, Kirill Kaprizov scored a goal in a preseason game and helped the Wild beat the Jets 3-2 last night. He says the new deal won't change him.
I don't feel nothing like no pressure like when I came in the ring, but it's always happened. You know, everyone talk about this, you guys talking, guys in locker room, you can see like sometimes some players can think about it and you can feel this, but now it's just all done and we just start playing and don't think about this.
The Wild will be in Chicago to wrap up the preseason slate on Friday night. Lynx star player Nafisa Collier went all in her criticism of WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert yesterday. For various reasons, she called the WNBA leadership the worst in the world and went on.
Whether the league cares about the health of the players is one thing, but to also not care about the product we put on the floor is truly self-sabotage. Year after year, the only thing that remains consistent is the lack of accountability from our leaders.
Strong words from one of the league's best players. On to baseball, where Twins president Derek Falvey says he knows firing manager Rocco Baldelli this week isn't the lone solution to making the team better. He says there are many other things that must and will happen.
I take every one of those things personally. So trust me, that's the type of stuff that keeps me going and keeps me up at night, but also motivates you to try and be better. There's no one individual player otherwise. Obviously, players need to perform, right? We need to put them in position to perform. But the things that we control are things around the environment, things that we invest in, things that we control. And I think we've done some things well in that space. I think we have to challenge ourselves to think, could we do some of those things better?
So the search is on for a new bench boss. There was no timetable given. The Minnesota Vikings are in London for the rest of the week. They're getting ready to play Sunday morning football against the Cleveland Browns. And the Golden Gopher football team has practice today. They're getting ready to take on number one Ohio State on Saturday night. This is M&N Sports.